I think MBK may realize what's going on. Finds the head of Markov, finds the head of World Edit. This is beautiful. But MBK just can't stop dragging.
To get the spray down, but now this is still an awkward 3v3. Flamey gonna come around the back. He's gonna be the cavalry charge that they required. But RPK turns around, gets the triple.
There'll be a man advantage now for Envy. They've got the bomb site. They're going to be able to get the bomb plant, and Happy even waiting for the push in. Fallen gets the spray shot anyway.
What was that?
The voice is ready. Oh, look at that. Yeah.
What a shot. Complete control for TSM, and as the smoke fades, Device finds Sponge and Retake looking dire.
Bomb is it being defused? Azurus on it, Device getting close, and he takes him down, and that should be the round. But he's faking it once, and Device, he gets the shot, and that's the quad kill in the TSM.
Skadoodle will take out Dennis, that's from CT Ramp. Freakazoid on short will pick up one, and Mike Lilly and Ray, they're the last two alive for King when they have to get the job done, but Freakazoid will be able to pick up the one and turn it into a 1v2, and the bomb is not planted for him. There's nothing he can do. Mike Lilly trying to go, but it's not going to happen, and Cloud9 will be able to win an eco round. Still, Scream there to end the joyous celebration. It is not done yet. Shroud pushing onto the side. Scream up front, and Scream doing what Scream does. Gets the headshot.
Green gonna get a return there. A double headshot, a triple headshot. Ray, what is going on now?
Whoa, hello, JKS just starts with a bang. As a second JKS just explodes. That's mid-control completely seized there from the youngest member of the squad. This is looking like a bloodbath then, all onto Allo. JKS has already found his third. 25 seconds, and JKS finds his fourth.
What a round.
Astounding round. Well, Allo's already been brought down to half. How much damage can he do with this egg? And the answer is quite a lot. He's already found one. Watch it, not free! Allo springs to life!
They've got to move very, very quickly.
Oh, he just jumped over Getright's head. He's sitting on the other side of the smoke, and they have no idea. Getright rubbing his hands together with an evil laugh. There couldn't be any more intel now. Four ninjas in pajamas, and Allo happy to provide the frags. Picks up two. Getright cleans up.
But wasn't able to land a shot. Smith's going down with a quick headshot. That is going to start things very much in their favor. Shocks in position with Existence. RPK taken down already. Shox is going to be so vital on this one. Existence has to get himself on. It's the bomb carry he finds. 24 seconds on the clock. Shox will go down. Bomb will plant. Maniac all alone.
Ace. There it is. Guardian with the ace.
Beautiful.
Freakazoid not done with one. He wants a second. But Dennis is still there. Bomb is still loose. And the T-side are just walking in towards Dennis. Stunning little spray down. Correcting towards Jordan in the end. And Dennis closes that one out with four.
He's now going to try and go for the plant. Is RPK going to risk it? Is he going to run around the corner? He will find Zeus. Now he knows that Seized is there and he finds him. Now he manages to spin around. RPK on fire.
But this is a straight no fear rush. And Astillo is there to open things up by taking out Pasha. Going on the plateau, spots the man. He does get taken out. And all of a sudden, Snacks just jumps out there as well. They're also very low. Astillo gets this final kill. And he actually gets the ace in the end.
And now Chris J all alone. He does at least find Markov, follows up towards Botnik. Oh my word, Chris J with the third.
We are now finally here in the Lanxess Arena.
It's insane to see so many people already here in the crowd for the first quarterfinal between Na'Vi and Envious.
Oh,
still rattling on through. Flame is going to push on through, but Kenny's found him, and now it's all on Guardian. Will he try and hold the AWP? He gets the shot onto Apex. Is he going to try and go huge here? Kenny S on site, straight in his face. Doesn't hit the nose go. Doesn't hit the pistol. Oh, Kenny S, would you believe it? The balls on that man to go for that flare. This is risky play, and that's actually the bomb separating through that smoke. The spray down almost catches onto Kiyoshima. He gets himself a double windup. Apex goes down. Seed is going huge.
What a turn of events, and that's the final shot to make the quad kill, and that's a huge round from Na'Vi.
Tucking in there, but he finds him through the smoke. The tracer fire giving his position away. The bomb plant not quite going down. Oh my god, Happy, how did he find that shot?
That means it's going to be all on NBK. He's sneaking in, checking every corner, finds Seize, takes him out. He's got nothing left, no smoke or anything. He's going to hold it down. Underhand throws the flashbang. 2-1 second, and one for the monster. NBK's going to fuse in the fire. What a clutch from NBK.
And this could be the start for Garrigan. The triple comes out and single-handedly points his team back in check. And Zitnik is still standing in the T-side, one by one, assigned a fall. Device is low in the back line, but Mox with a stunning duo finally takes down Device, and it's down to a 2v2. 7 seconds, another on the board for this man. Can he go big for his team in such an imperative round? Stands up finally for his side after being quiet for so long. On the third round, he's on the fight again and again. His teams are remaining his positions for the fight. Wow. He's playing out of his mind.
All right, we've already talked about this a little bit, but it's going to be Virtus Pro. It's going to be your long-time rivals. What do you have to say about this matchup? What do you think is going to come up tomorrow?
I don't know. I think it's going to be one hell of a battle, that's for sure. It's going to come down to the maps, and after that, it's just going to be a brawl.
Very quick timing here for VP, and they're just going to go running onto the side. Primary with some good spray, but he gives away his position doing it. Forest, however, will rectify that. Turns it back into a 4-on-4 and could very well catch out Snacks. He realizes he gets the headshot.
Snacks gone down. VP, they get into these sites for the individual performance from NIP. Just too much. This Forest again picking up a triple up the ladder. He's going to go in the spray. He's down. It's going to be the quad kill. Sneaking on in, is he going to spot? He will see the shoulder and tries to go for it. Lands a headshot and Pasha's down. And that's going to bring it back into a 2v2, but the bomb.
I like that Neo's, you know, he's just letting him know as well. We know exactly what's happening here. We've got the smoke to block you out, but Taz decides to take the fight. He's going to go, and he gets the headshot onto Alu. That changes everything now. Alu is going up to his death, essentially. He's hoping for a lucky burst, but it's not meant to be.
It could well be. The ladders are good for this kind of burst. He's not hitting yet, but he's going to try it one more time. It's just going to take a single good burst. He reloads quick. He's up back.
Oh! Oh, Gabriel is going to get it! Oh, my God! NIP, they win the second pistol round in 12. Unreal!
Another smoke goes to him, but he's just landed. He'll get another one. Even as he's flanked, he takes down Snacks. Trying to fight their way back in, and it's not going to work. It's Sis will end that triple kill event. Crack record on the ladder, and Neil trying to juggle around there as well. Going to be off on top, and he sprays down Alu. Fantastic job here. Neil's going to get it with a triple, and he saves Virtus Pro. What a round here from the legend himself.
That's the change. That's the turnaround. Alu and Get Right, the last two alive. You're right, Anders. They only have 10 seconds left here to get this bomb down. And Taz has spotted out the bomb carrier. Alu, not a chance. Although, as I say it, he gets the headshot. That's cost him valuable seconds. However, can he get on the site? Yes, he can. Just in the nick of time, he will be getting the bomb plant. And now it comes down to whether they can hold.
This is ridiculous. Pasha and Snacks, they're trying to come in. They have to help advantage. But Alu, he hits a headshot. It's now a triple, and it's all up to Snacks. He walks in, and Alu is going to get the kill. All four of them. NIP, another round. gets it. Comes up from behind, but that's all he can get. Now it's all on Freiburg. 1v2. Snacks is there, and Freiburg gets the damage, but not the kill. And he goes down. Snacks with a quad kill. And what a round here.
Curtis Burns going wild, and now the gentleman, a well-deserved victory for Curtis Pro. They will be going on to the semifinals now for another shot at a major title.
Well, here we go then. We are getting into our final quarter-final here in the Lanxess Arena for ESL One 2015. It is, of course, Fnatic versus Luminosity. The big favourites versus what have been a massive surprise here as well. People were saying practice was good for Luminosity, and it's really showed here as well. Looking very, very strong coming into today. And we'll see if it's strong enough to beat Fnatic, though. Fallen is going to look to open up and finds Crims there on top of the bomb train, but JW up inside of the balcony will get one, will get two with Pronax chiming in as well, but it's not over just yet. Now it is though. JW chimes in for his hat-trick.
Right before it goes down, so that's a good little start. They do manage to find Fusher's head, and they get a quick bit of play, but Crims and JW respond with ease. They are just trying to cut them down. Bolt for the last man standing, gets himself a double.
There was the defuse, and Bolt will peek out, and he will finish the round off. That's the first one on the board here for Luminosity. There is a dink through the wall, actually, onto Olafmeister. He's technically a 4-on-4, and they've got the AK, and they've taken down JW, which will now give for an AWP, but can they make it back into the site? Verner will open up the frag, gets himself another one. This is 4 for Verner, and he is going to get himself the ace.
Championship Sunday is here for ESL One Cologne 2015. So good to see everyone at the Lanxess Arena. And boy, did we have an absolutely amazing day. MVS versus TSM. Initial thoughts.
This format is way better shaped for TSM, basically. And also, they're hungry for the revenge. These guys have never made it to the final of a major. This is the time where they have to show it.
I actually do agree with the fact that this favors TSM a little bit more because you only get to meet on one map, right? And it's not a fan vote. It all comes down to which maps are you good on.
They go back to what worked earlier, but there's three people, almost a fourth here for Envy. And look at this, they're getting shot down. Envy King, double headshot.
Dupree, however, will get caught by Kiyoshima. There it is, double entry by Kiyoshima. And this is the kind of explosive play we're talking about when it comes to Envy. Any one of these players is just capable of walking onto a bomb site and single-handedly getting control.
Fakes it once, Kiyoshima peeks it. He's not that much help, but he gets my head up. It's a quad kill, Kiyoshima.
Envy, they need to make the play right away. And there it is, what is that? Kenny jumps in and it just takes out the Vice immediately.
However, TSM, he's looking for the shot, but he's not going to get it. It's all going to come down to the natural born killer, who dunks the Dane straight onto Kerrigan. But it's a 1v2, now a 1v1. And NBK needs to pace himself. No, he says no. I am going to take this round.
We're in the mood for the second semi-final. Initial thoughts on this match. Like Sean said, one has one title, the other has two titles. It's going to be a good one, I think, coming in.
I think this is going to be great. I think this will go three maps. I think Virtus Pro is going to take the first map, and I think Fnatic's just going to respond after that.
The push does begin. Pronax with the flash is ready to two very blind poles, and they're both dead! Pronax with a beautiful double, and now three more remain, made two by Flusher and Pronax.
Flash and Pasha trading it out, and it doesn't look like it's going to be a 3v2. Oh, Pasha with a double. In the meantime, Pasha finds his third. That's crucial.
Liam Pasha standing in his way. Pasha's holding the perfect angle. That's four, and that's going to be another round for Versus Pro.
AW answers with the frag onto Pasha, but how much more? The boss not going to be going down without a fight. It's a second for JW. Now it's a 3v3. Weapon, and they're still fragging. JW, that's three. Now all of the Neo and Taz.
He might find it, Neo.
Wouldn't put it past him. It's Flasher, but then again, Neo. Wow.
Yeah.
Big round from him.
Oh my God! Flasher! Oh, my God! In 4 seconds! Flasher finds a frag, but look at all up from behind. It could be beautiful, but Taz is too damn good.
And again, Taz wants a Flasher. They need to get this bomb down. He's going to have to be punching the digits now. It all comes down to Taz. The baby still gets it! Oh, it's beautiful! And they're all onto Pronax. 5 points of health to work with, and Virtus Pro have made an impossible round. Something else, Taz!
What was that? Four frags, and the in-game leader from Virtus Pro reawakens the hope for the Polish side.
Grim already says why they shouldn't have pushed in. That's three from Grim from Stairs. He's making that place his home.
The Alien Taz closing in step by step. Fosha takes the first, looking for the second. Taz, he's moving faster! Gets two astounding kills!
The pointy end of ESL One, the grand final on the biggest stage of CSGO has ever seen, and we have seen some extraordinary matches.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. It is the ESL One Cologne Finals. It is Fnatic versus Envious. The pistol round is underway.
I'm here. Happy goes down. A lot of the setup for Envy is going to be... But look at this. He actually sees two people. Flasher, blind shot, takes down Apex. And now they're in the B. Flasher in the back lines. He's out of ammo. A knife is out. What's happening? Flasher, he's getting stabbed. He goes down. Oh, Mickey! He drops Flasher. It's going to be a 2v2. No more plan. And there it is. Happy double kill. And Envy, they take the pistol.
Apex in the smoke, he's going to take down one on Pronax, and JW drops it. Apex to save the round here for Envy, and Grimm's the last man left. No, it's a double, it's a triple. He gets four kills in the round.
He's got to get a chance to get at least a couple of shots off. He can duck down behind as the first, second one. Apex had armor, but still down to 58. He's going to keep being here, and he goes down to Flasher. That might have been a bit of a slip-up.
Pronax is delaying him. Kenyes is pushed through the smoke. Went too aggressive, and Flasher catches him in the back.
Flashbang out one, buying more time. 30 seconds. Olaf gets the kill. Krim spraying down one. It's a double for Olaf, but he can't finish Kenny. Turns a 180, but then Kiyoshima shows up. And we're going to be in a 2v2, 35 seconds.
Nine bullets, and he stops it. Kiyoshima gets out.
Oh, my God.
You're going to be kidding me.
Would they slow down? There's the flash. That's going to catch Crims out. They're going to push off through. MBK gets one, but Crims with a spray down. He goes!